The New Covenant and Justification by Faith. The terms of the Old Covenant were, obey and live, if a man do, he shall even live in them. But cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. The New Covenant was established upon better promises, the promise of forgiveness and the grace of God to renew the heart and bring it into harmony with God's law. This shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. The same law that was engraved upon tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the heart. We accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sins. His obedience is accepted for us. Then through the grace of Christ we shall walk even as he walked. Through the prophet he declared of himself, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Paul clearly presents the relation between faith and the law under the new covenant. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, yea, we establish the law. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, it could not justify man, because in his sinful nature he could not keep the law, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Beginning with the first gospel promise and coming down through the patriarchal and Jewish ages to the present time, there has been a gradual unfolding of the purposes of God in the plan of redemption. The clouds have rolled back, the mists and shades have disappeared, and Jesus, the world's Redeemer, stands revealed. He who proclaimed the law from Sinai is the same that spoke the Sermon on the Mount. The great principles of love to God are only a reiteration of what he had spoken through Moses. The teacher is the same in both dispensations.